Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that you will not even need our treatment after we get you back on track. And we've been proving this over the past 12 to 13 years with weekly radio shows and cases.
And it's kind of strange. Okay, this is a very big claim. That's an incredible claim that nobody dared to say it. And we've been saying it for 12 years. And the media, the public is not, you're not paying attention to something like this.
We have some pretty amazing cases today. We have someone coming back that we've talked to from last year, and we're following up on his progress. But I want to just recap who we had on last week with us. We had Mike, who's actually from Cleveland, Ohio. He's a dentist who was in a car accident several months ago in which the car that hit him was totaled. And the woman in that car was in the ICU for 2 days. It was a very severe accident. He had an MRI done, and it showed an L4, L5 problem. He just had really bad stiffness and pain, especially when he was playing golf. He had to take a lot of anti-inflammatories just to get the soreness and stiffness down. He had one treatment from Dr. Tong and basically pretty much 100% better. No problem after one treatment. And because he's in Cleveland, Ohio, he can't come back for a tune-up or to have another treatment. But he does feel that coming back again will help him. We also had with us Kevin, who is from Cedar City, Utah, who came when he was in the 10th grade, which was about, he says, 10 years ago. And at the time, he was a runner. He was doing 5K and 10K, which is about 3-mile, 6-mile runs. And at half a mile, he would start getting severe pain and cramping in his legs. He went everywhere. His parents took him to Primary Children's Hospital in Utah, and they could find nothing wrong with him. Every single test was normal. He came to see Dr. Tong, and within a few treatments, he was running in 8 miles a day. He was running. He became an all-star athlete in Utah. He got a scholarship in college. He grew several inches over the course of one summer. He was about 5'3", 5'4", and I think he grew about 3-4 inches that summer. His parents are very tall. His dad is 6'4", I think, and now he is 6'1". So a huge, huge improvement with him. And he hasn't been in for a treatment for at least 5 years, I think he said.
More than that.
But doing so much better. And the failure to grow is you could be see it as a thyroid problem, but even the tests, conventional tests, show that the thyroid was normal. But after the treatments with Dr. Tong, he grew several inches, and now he's at his full height potential.
Conventional understanding of the health and how people grow is just piecemeal, very little. Mm-hmm. Okay, thyroid is just one facet.
Right.
You know, it's all the whole body's energy mm-hmm. and balance that counts.
And you did mention that he had a lot of phlegm and mucus. He probably yes. was eating too much sugar and carbohydrates. So yeah. once he fixed the diet with that, he grew several yeah. inches within a very short amount of time, actually.
Yeah, that's why we don't need to do any tests. Most mm-hmm. of the time when the conventional tests were wrong, that means it's late. Yeah,
right. And the other problem with the conventional test is it doesn't detect it. It's too it's not specific enough. So mm-hmm. if someone is sick, this test may still not show an abnormal yeah. lab test. So
if it's abnormal, that means it's another symptomatic problem. Mm-hmm. It's a symptom. What else is wrong with you? It detected by test, but not why.
Right.
But what caused the problem? The
exactly.
cause of the problem had to do with mind-body blockages. The mind's energy is called qi. Conventional medicine knows nothing about it, and that's all we do. You're bringing the qi that you're lacking in that different part of the body and balance it. And we don't really care what kind of diagnosis, Western diagnosis.
Well, the problem with that is sometimes they use the same medication to treat different diagnoses anyway. So what does it even matter?
Exactly. We have one patient that was diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica, which is a collagen disease. After 4.5 years of treatment, it didn't work. The patient, Noni, was put in the hospital for like a whole week.
And
they said, well, you don't have polymyalgia rheumatica.
You have lupus.
Yeah, lupus.
But they used the same medication to treat her.
They put her back on the same medication as if they changed the diagnosis. Now the medication will work.
Very silly, very silly.
Yeah, really silly, stupid.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
By the way, the Noni came to us after another 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 years on the same medication with a new diagnosis of lupus, didn't work. But one treatment was much better.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have optic neuritis from the same disease, and she could not see at night. She was going to quit after 18 months of treatment by an ophthalmologist, didn't work. One or two treatment, her visual field was improved 60%.
Yes,
and I had the visual field change on
yes.
my website. You yes. guys can take a look at it.
Shall we get to our first guest?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Jeff. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. Talk with you guys.
Thank
yes.
you very much. We know you're very busy, so we really appreciate you taking the time to be on our show and share your story with our listeners. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us.
Okay, well, I grew up in Nebraska, and I've moved around a bit,
mm-hmm.
and was living in New York 10 years ago, I guess, when
mm-hmm.
I originally fell skiing and hurt my hip. And I've kind of muddled through some pain over the years and then was just browsing on Google trying to find somebody that was doing something different than I'd already tried and found you guys.
You took treatment of a steroid injection, correct? Or what kind of treatment you took before?
Yeah, in high school, actually, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and was
okay.
given very high doses of prednisone and that was pretty much their only way of controlling the colitis at the time, which ultimately I've learned has led to some joint problems and arthritis.
Mm-hmm. How long did you take that treatment? How long?
I was on the prednisone for probably 8 years.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
And continuously?
Yeah. Off and on.
Off and on, as
I would
needed.
Say probably 80% of the time I was on it. They would take me off it for brief periods, but it's something I guess you have to wean off of, so they were pretty adamant to keep me on it.
The reason I bring it up is because they make the diagnosis a vascular necrosis of your hip, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
See, prednisone causes bone problem because it
causes deterioration of the
bone. Yeah, deterioration because the prednisone is like adrenal steroids. And when you use that, you make your kidney weaker, and the kidney control the bones. So when you have an accident, it causes a mind-body blockage, circulation blockage to your hip, and your hip is weakened by the years of prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it causes the very bad disease called avascular necrosis. In fact, right now SARS is back in China. The old SARS back in 2003, many patients were treated with cortisone, and they complain, they say that the cure was worse than the diagnosis. People die, okay? But then now that they suffer, they're disabled, they are constant pain, and actually it's very easy to treat. So Jeff, tell us what happened to you.
It's your left hip, right? The left hip left hip that you have your problem with?
Correct, yep. Okay. My left hip.
Did you have another accident before the ski accident, like a car accident, or was it just the ski accident?
Just the ski accident. Okay. I landed on a ski pole just below my left hip.
Oh, okay. That's right. So tell us, what other treatment did you get for the hip before you came to see us?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been kind of in and out of chiropractors. I've tried physical therapy. I sought, actually, the opinion of 3 orthopedic doctors, which all recommended a hip replacement.
What age?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 38 years old. So.
When did they recommend a hip replacement?
Initially, in 2005, they told me, just one doctor at that time said that's all they could recommend, and they wanted, they said they could give me narcotics to get me through until I couldn't bear the pain, and then I would just have to have a replacement.
So that was eight years ago. You were 30 or 31, right? They wanted to replace your hip already.
Actually, what I did for you was a hip replacement. I replace your cells. I bring in new cells, healthy cells. That's why, tell us what happened then. So you didn't get any better with the other people, correct?
Correct, yeah. Never. I mean, it's definitely better now than, before I saw you, it was better than it was in 2005, too. Mm-hmm. It was really painful in 2005, but I kind of went away from that doctor thinking, I would try any other treatment, so I've kind of bounced around, and I've had some success, but no one's really gotten it fixed, to the core of the matter. So, so far, the treatment with you guys has been great. I'm feeling better range of motion, and in fact, I played volleyball again this past Tuesday for the first time since last February.
Wow!
How did it go?
It went well. I was a little sore and tender afterward. But I took your recommendation and did an Epsom salt bath and got a good night's sleep. And then Wednesday, it seemed to loosen up throughout the day. And by Wednesday evening, I was probably 95% as good as I was prior to playing on Tuesday.
So see? It could have happened whether you have the avascular necrosis or not, because you haven't played volleyball for like a year.
So since last February.
Yeah.
Over a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So exactly. I think a lot of it was just muscle.
Yeah.
I hadn't worked out those muscles for a long time.
Exactly.
So. Right.
You haven't used it for a long time.
Wow.
When I was younger, you haven't played soccer for a long time, and I try and try, and then next few days, I would be sore. It would not be just one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was only maybe one or two. That's amazing. Now, so what about the pain? How's the pain in the left hip and stiffness?
It's much better. It's probably maybe a 3 out of 10, if I had to rate it.
How about
prior to seeing you guys, it was probably a 5 or 6 on a, daily, if not every other daily basis. So.
Okay. So about a 50% improvement.
Yeah.
But you have a lot better range of motion and functional use of your lower extremity. You play volleyball. There's a lot more than what you're describing. Just from a 6 to a 3. Gee, that's not giving us too much credit.
I think Jeff is a very cautious person. I think he wants to make sure that he's.
But you play volleyball, during the time you played volleyball, did you get pain?
I did. Yeah, it was kind of low back area, but again, I think it was just I was doing a lot more jumping than I've done.
For not playing for so long. Okay, the low back
is not your hip, okay? The low back is because you have not, you're not used to playing volleyball for like a whole year. Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, and that's for sure. I need to say that there was no hip joint pain.
So that's different.
Because I've had that. Yeah. I've had that for so long every time I was did anything active.
Oh, so no pain when you're playing. Oh, that's a different story.
So that's a different story. That's not like a 50% improvement. Yeah, no pain on the hip. That's where you're.
Yeah, that was incredible to me. And so that was a...
That's great.
Yeah.
What about, now how about your ulcerative colitis? Have you noticed any difference with that?
Yes, the colitis is better. I mean, I've, you know, ulcerative colitis obviously is noted by bleeding and stuff, and I haven't bled for years. So, but I've had a continual kind of looseness and just going frequently. That has slowed down. It's still a little softer than what I think is probably normal, but to me, it's way better than my normal has become.
Wonderful.
You know, it's been 24 years that I've experienced, you know, looseness. So that's good.
Okay, next time when you either Dr. Elaine or me to you, okay, you tell us. This problem. Sometimes I forget.
I've been treating it.
Yeah, you've been treating it? Yeah. Okay.
And he's on the herbs, too. You're taking the herbs, correct?
Yeah.
Correct, yep. Yeah.
Do you notice a difference with those?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's kind of hard because I started it the first time I saw you guys, so it's kind of gone in tandem, but...
It's synergistic. It's synergistic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not noticing any problems from them, for sure. So.
Right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. This is very, very good news, and we would like to follow up with you later on.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Have a great day. Thank you, doctors.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Isela. Welcome, Isela.
Hi,
Isela.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show. Isela's been on our show before last year, actually, last summer in July, and she was talking about her husband, and we wanted to follow up on his progress because it's really been a 180-degree turn in the last year. So give us a little background, what happened last year and how he's doing now.
Yes, he was last Father's Day, June 16th. I rushed him to emergency because... he was having pain. He couldn't talk, walk. He didn't know where he was. And anyway, after all the results and everything from the doctors, they said he had dementia.
Just 1 second. Okay, so let's give a little background. He first came to see us for Parkinson's.
Right.
And
yes.
He was kicking you at night. Well, maybe he was mad at you.
He was having those kicking spasms. You know, during the night, and also, you know, like with his arms, you know, a spasm like that. And he was kicking me. And after the first treatment that you gave him, to this day, he's never done that again.
Right.
Okay. You were cutting the meats for him because he was shaking so badly. So does he cut his own meat now, or you still had to do it for him?
No, he cuts his own steak. Mm-hmm. He's not shaking like he was. And,
and this was actually before last year. He came probably a couple years ago, right? So the Parkinson's, by the time you took him to the ER last year, his Parkinson's was actually
gone.
He had no symptoms.
Much
it was gone,
better.
Right?
Yes,
but you still had him on the medication.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Right?
Okay, that's wrong because you didn't have symptoms. Why give him the chemicals?
Right.
That
well,
is what partly they contribute to the dementia.
Right, because the medication that you gave him actually can cause hallucinations. But we discovered that later. Anyway, so go on with your story.
Yeah, so in the last couple months, we discontinued the medication for the Parkinson's because he was not sleeping at all during the night, getting up so many times and not being able to sleep.
He was having pain. He was having pain urinating, right? You told me.
Yes. And then he's not in the last, I would say, the last months. He has slept so much better, and a couple months ago, we discontinued the medication for the Parkinson's. So, and from that day forward, he's been sleeping straight through the night and maybe getting it once or twice.
Right. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. After the ER, actually, after you took him to the ER, they put him on another medication. I think it was Namenda, correct?
Namenda and Seroquel.
Both of them.
It affected him horrible, just horrible. He was seeing people that weren't there and walking out of the house you know, just unannounced and caught him a few times.
And getting up in the morning to do laundry. I need somebody like that to still do mine.
Yes.
So tell us about the bathtub incident.
Yeah, one morning about 3 o'clock, we stayed, when I took him out of the hospital, we stayed about 3.5 weeks with my daughter and her husband and the girls. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, my daughter woke me up. Mom, don't you hear the water running? And he had filled up the tub and was ready to overflow with all the towels doing. He was washing towels at that time in the morning.
You know what? I think Fred may have some Chinese blood in him. Only Chinese like to do laundry that much.
Yes.
So
anyway, a few episodes of just walking out, but they have an alarm system. But luckily, my daughter was aware because she knew I wasn't getting much sleep. So my son-in-law, you know, when he'd get up and wander through the house and go wake up my granddaughters and, you know, at 3-4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, 3.5 weeks of that was the worst. And then up until August, September, let's see, then he started doing better. And I took him to you, to your office, and he didn't even know Dr. Tong.
He didn't recognize him anymore, right?
He didn't recognize me or Dr. Elaine.
Right.
And we couldn't wake him up. He was sleeping on the sofa.
Right. And so he was sleeping during the day, and then he was up at night and hallucinating.
Yes.
Complete.
Yes.
And that, at that time, he was still on the Seroquel Namenda, or did you take him off?
No. After about 7 days on the Seroquel, I just discontinued when I told you about it.
Right.
And then my daughter had called his cardiologist, and he definitely said, take him off.
Yeah, it was doing more harm than good.
Yes,
so I mean,
it was going like crazy, you know.
Seroquel is an antipsychotic. I mean, he's not psychotic. And Namenda is supposed to help with the memory, but it was making it worse. So
it was worse.
Good thing you got him off. So then...
Let me just interrupt one thing, okay? The psychiatric industry is trying to drug everybody, and all the gunmen in mass shooting are all on psychotropic drugs.
Yeah. But the media is not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
They're always going to gun control. Anyway, but we don't have a lot of time, but let's finish this story. So finally, he was starting to get better, and then, but you said he was still kind of having some hallucinations. And so then we looked up the side effect of the Mirapex that you had him on for his Parkinson's, and one of them was hallucinations.
Was on the generic for Mirapex.
Right. And only one at night, but even then, as you get older, you
cumulative.
Become, you get it's cumulative,
all
you,
these years,
and
yeah.
you get much more sensitive. It's harder for your kidney and liver to get rid of it, and so you have this left in your system.
Especially when he didn't have any symptoms
of
since
Parkinson's.
The first treatment, the very first treatment.
Right.
After that, no more symptoms.
So once you
he was taking 3 a day.
Wow.
And then when we talked to you, you said cut him down, and I did, and it was getting better. And then completely off.
Is he still on anything?
And he's not on anything.
Great.
Not on anything. Amazing at all.
And how old is he? How young is he?
He'll be 90 in November.
And he's dancing.
90
he's,
years old.
I mean, I want the listeners to know, Fred is dancing. His sense of humor is back. Well, why don't you tell them, Isella? Because,
And
then about his memory, what you told me yesterday.
Oh, yes. He's been doing so much better, you know, each week. And we've been going to you for the acupuncture and for the injection.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a great improvement in the last couple of weeks for the daytime that he's remembering, for a while there, he could not dress himself.
Right.
If he dressed himself, I would lay the clothes out, and he dressed himself, but he would put it on backwards or turn it inside out.
Right.
And then
now...
he'd put the socks on. He'd get 2 pair and use one and one of another.
Okay.
And
one more thing. On the memory. Okay. I told him that you can have 1 or 2 beer a day. I mean a week.
He's completely off now.
Yeah, and then he went to the supermarket to get a whole case. So next time I say no more beer, and he remembers it.
Yeah.
He does, and he doesn't. He's not craving it like he was.
Now he's dressing himself properly, and then his memory too. You said has improved, correct? Tell us about that story.
He's remembering how to put his shirt on, and he's not. Confused like
right.
he was.
There was a pot. And, there was a pan. You said that you had lost.
I bought a new skillet to make pancakes or a grill. You know, electric. And anyway, I bought it, and then I said, "Oh, Fred," I said, "can you go get the skillet from the garage? Because that's where we get off the car and we put the big items in there." And he stopped for a minute. He said, "No, it's not in the garage." He says, "I put it in the patio."
Wow.
I said, "You did?"
Wow.
And I thought, "Oh, he's kidding, right?" Doesn't remember.
I think you need the treatment more than he does.
Yeah. So I went out after him, and he opened the heater door, and there it was.
Amazing. Really. And you had bought it.
It had been a couple of weeks that you had bought it. It had been a couple of weeks.
Incredible. Yeah. Amazing story.
And now he's able to use the washing machine. He didn't even remember how to use the washer.
Oh,
the
fantastic.
Dryer was easier, but the washer, now he's setting it the right temperature.
Amazing.
And he's not mixing the clothes like he was with the underwear, with the towels, and you know,
that's
he's separating.
Incredible.
Giselle, this is an amazing story, really.
Incredible. I think it's wonderful. I think, you know, I share with you that it's an improvement, a great improvement.
Oh. I think I need this treatment myself.
Yeah. I was really getting sad because he was putting the shirts on backwards, you know.
Yeah.
I was really saddening
it's
me.
It's discouraging,
So, yeah.
That's great.
And now I notice he's remembering things of where he put them now a little bit more than just a couple of weeks. You know, he's been improving so much.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you so much, Giselle, for sharing your story with us today. This is an amazing story.
Yeah, incredible.
And it's so great to have our listeners hear this, because this is something that happens to a lot of people now. So it's great that
everybody that sees him can't believe that he's not shaking like he was.
Yeah.
He's looking better.
And he looks younger, and he has a sense of humor again. It's
he
amazing.
He dances. He remember things.
You can ask yesterday. I mean, his sense of humor, his joking, he's back again.
Yeah.
You know, his old self.
Well, Giselle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you
again.
Giselle.
And we wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.